To the south of the Giga Carbonate platform were the deep waters of the Proto or Original Caribbean Sea. We say Proto or Original Caribbean Sea because the geologic history of this area reveals to us that the oceanic crust underlying this earlier or Proto-Caribbean Sea was subducted via plate tectonics, and a new present-day Caribbean Sea is underlain by new ocean crust, which replaced the original crust and original Caribbean basin. Also note that the shallow water southern margin of this Giga platform, particularly in the Florida area, extended much further south than the margin of today's South Florida platform. Note that the south-facing margin of this Giga platform was tectonically passive. It faced a deep, probably at least 2,000 meters water depth, Proto-Caribbean Sea, whose seafloor was to be consumed via subduction later. It was this passive, steep, and high-relief carbonate margin that collided with the northeast migrating Caribbean plate, whose leading edge was defined by an active line of volcanoes. So Cuba became a complex mixture of volcanic and uplifted carbonate rocks. One can see the modern outline of Cuba in the map shown in dashed lines. And to the north of Cuba, shallow water carbonate sediments accumulated. In modern day time, there is the deep Straits of Florida in this exact area. So how did the Greater Antilles rearrange the geography and the geology so dramatically? And when did this happen?